7-0 lead. Thanks for joining us as well on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. We certainly appreciate their support. Many, many years of support for local sports by SFCU. And so this will be the Sydney Warriors kicking off. And this is a little squib kick, rolls through, and Delhi will just fall on this at the 30-yard line. And that's where they will take over. Tim, if you are the Sydney Warriors, what are you trying to work on here in the second half as you try to work your way back into this game?
Well, first thing you do is you go back to what was working or what you were doing right off the bat in this game, because you were stopping Delhi. You had stopped them twice, and then you just got to eliminate those turnovers, especially when you're giving Delhi a short field.
So this will be the Delhi Bulldogs with the ball to start the second half, again with a 27-0 lead. And this will be Logan Nealis under center. His man in motion is Schnabel. Again, with those two touchdowns in the first half, wants to hand off. Ooh, a big hit at the line here. And breaking through there, I believe, was Haight. Picks up about 2 yards, but boy, there was a tough collision, it looked like, there at the line with DeMott.
Yeah, I think it was a fullback leading him through the hole, and they had, as Nate said, a heck of a collision, but DeMott took the blocker into the running back, keeping him short of the a short gain of 2 yards, second down and 8.
I'll be interested, Tim, to see how the Bulldogs play this here. They have a lead, they're on the road. Do they just try to eat this clock as much as they can here and run the ball in the second half? They're going to hand it off to our guy here, Sam Davis, over the 35 to the 36. We might be seeing a lot of him in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, that was the plan last week. You know, they didn't use him all in the first half, and then all of a sudden, number 44 started carrying the load. And let me tell you something. He is a tough, tough runner.
Yeah, very tough runner. I love your comparison to Nate Wilsey. I thought that was really, really good. I had a podcast interview with Nate Wilsey a while ago, too. It was so much fun to catch up with him, talk to him about playing some college football as well. I can't believe some of those guys that we covered in those early years are already out of college. It's unbelievable. They go to Schnabel here, and he cannot get to the edge. He was trying to work his way towards the left sideline on the Sydney sideline, brought down on the play there by Charlie Thiel.
Edge defenders by for the Warriors, led by Charlie Thiel, catch Schnabel for a loss of about 2 yards, bring up 4th down and 7.
So a 4th down here for the Delhi Bulldogs. They'll be looking to punt this one away. And we'll see who is back to receive. It looks like Casey Hinges will be back there to receive this for the Sydney Warriors. Good stop by the Sydney defense to come right out. It would have been very easy to kind of hang your head there and say, okay, we're down and Delhi gets the ball back. But the Warriors came out with a lot of energy.
Part of what I said happened. Now hopefully the Warriors can put the ball in the end zone.
So this will be a punt here for the Delhi Bulldogs. And this will be Kenny Rasmussen doing the punting. Real good look here. Hinges is going to field it. He had to jump in the air to pick it up at the 25, out to the 40 already before Schnabel knocks him out of bounds, dragged him across the 42. Good speed there by Hinges on the return.
Yes, Hinges caught that ball with his hands. You don't ever really see a punter do that. Usually they pin it against their chest. But what a nice catch that was, and he took off like a shot up the sideline. Warriors will be 1st and 10. At their own 44.
Yeah, very nicely done there by Sydney. 9:44 to go in the third quarter. Our score is Delhi 27 and Sydney nothing. Appreciate you all checking in, listening to some of our stories on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Let's see what the Warriors can do here going left to right to start the third quarter as they find themselves down 27 to nothing. Here's the snap. They'll look to hand it off. A run up the middle for the Warriors. Good for about 4 yards by Moreno.
Moreno off the right guard tackle gap, and he is actually get the 4 yards, as Nate said, 2nd down and 6.
So the Warriors here trying to answer back. It would be huge if they could put some points on the board to start the third quarter. 2nd down and about 7 to go here for Sydney. And waiting for the snap, here is Alec Fogarty, who has played a very good game tonight at QB most of the time here for Sydney. And I say that because he was at wide receiver a few other times. Throws out into the flat left side here for DeMott. He made one tackler miss. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. Good for maybe a gain of 1 across midfield.
Yeah, DeMott just steps back, and Alec Fogarty hits him, and it's one-on-one out there on the edge, and DeMott made the guy miss. He picks up another 3 yards. Will bring up 3rd down and 4.
So they'll be going left to right, right on that Sydney S. And Sydney has had a couple of good drives tonight that just stalled out, and they weren't able to, you know, come away with anything, including that last pass of the first half where they would have been in the red zone but just ran out of time. Here's a QB keeper for Fogarty, and he gets twisted up on third down and picks up about 2 of the 4 yards needed.
Yeah, nice little play right there, because and a very good thing he kept the ball, because the running back was going to get tackled in the backfield. So fourth down and a long 2 yards for the Sydney Warriors, just into Delhi territory at about the 47-yard line.
And so here are the Warriors going to try to make the push forward here. Let's see if they go back to the air. One wide receiver to the right, one to the left. Fogarty. Nope, just going to punt this one away. Boy, this one goes sky high and only goes about 10 yards and then takes a Delhi bounce back up to about the 45-yard line. And I thought maybe they'd go for it, but instead the punt really doesn't gain them a whole lot.
No, it definitely didn't flip the field, as I usually say. But, yeah, no, that went straight up in the air, and it was kind of funny because the referee that was right in the line of fire there just grabbed his head because he didn't know where the ball was, so it was kind of comical. So first and 10 for Delhi on the second possession of the second half.
7:42 to go, third quarter. Delhi leading 27-0. You never know what you're going to get from the punting game in high school sometimes. So the Bulldogs will have another crack at it here. They come in tonight 2-0, Sydney 0-2, and they'll look to hand off to Ryan Wilson, and he'll bust forward through the pile, good for about 3 yards, as again Delhi going right to left, right at midfield here.
Ryan Wilson off the right between the center and the guard on that play, right up the middle, gets 2 yards and, oh, we'll say 3, second down and 7.
The Bulldogs, again, this is their signature from what we saw last week. The same for Walton. They just love to go back to the huddle, take their time, and make sure that they execute properly. And when you're ahead like this, certainly can go a long way to just helping you chew some of that clock down. As we come up on 7 minutes to go, third quarter, Delhi again will go back to Davis. Cuts through the center, bouncing off tacklers like a pinball. I think he was going to get nothing. Instead, he gets about 2, and it's going to be third down and pretty manageable.
Yeah, because this man will not be denied. He just gets hit and bounces off people, like Nate said, and just keeps his feet chucking, and he gets a good gain of about 4 yards on the play, bring up third down and 3.
Yeah, third down and about 3 to go, right on the big Sydney S here at the alumni field on the turf. And the Bulldogs stepping up to the line here with 6.5 to go in the third quarter and a 27-0 lead. A fast-moving third quarter as well. Davis is in the backfield. He's off the left hip of Nealis, the quarterback. Owen Haight was in motion. Nealis to the outside. He's brought down. It's a sack here by the Sydney Warriors. Breaking through was Trevor Harrington on the play for Sydney.
Yeah, Trevor Harrington just came out of his stance and just absolutely manhandled his blocker. Got to Nealis and sacked him for a big loss, 4th and 13.
Yeah, well done. And so the Sydney defense holds once again. It's kind of been a chess match here so far in this third quarter of both teams going back and forth. And so Hinges will be back to our left once again at the 25 to receive the punt. So 5:49 to go in this third quarter. Delhi leading at 27-0. So they'll look to punt this one away. With Kenny Rasmussen, another one of those converted soccer guys coming over to play football. And so Rasmussen with another good punt on this one, end over end, and it's fielded here by the Warriors. Good return of about 10 yards, and that took some guts to catch up, to step up in the hole by Hinges there and catch that ball, because Delhi was coming right at him.
Yeah, he definitely made a nice play right there, because he actually went to the ball, didn't wait for it to come him, and he caught it on the fly, and by on the fly I mean at full speed, and he just absolutely did a fantastic job on that play. Gets the Warriors the ball back at about the 39 of Sydney.
And so the Sydney Warriors with another crack at it here, not giving up any points so far in the third quarter, but also not inching any closer on the scoreboard as well. 5:25 to go here in the third quarter. The schedule has been so tough for Sydney this year, opening up with Tioga and then having to go to Harpersville-Afton last week. Fogarty throws over the middle. This one incomplete to DeMott. Falls down to the turf. Second down and 10 coming up.
Just a little bit too low on the throw for DeMott to handle it, and it'll bring up second down and 10.
So again, just a scoring recap, as Luke Schnabel has 2 touchdowns through the air. from quarterback Logan Nealis, a 25-yarder and a 50-yarder. Owen Haight had a 48-yard touchdown run, and Nealis had a QB sneak from about the one as well. So it's been a healthy dose of those three, as we expected coming in tonight for the Bulldogs, as they are looking to stay undefeated here. So we come up on 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And now this is Fogarty flushed out of the pocket, tries to escape, and he does, but finally it's too many Bulldogs chasing after him there. And bringing him down finally is 58 Dakota Hoyt, one of three Bulldogs chasing Fogarty around in the backfield.
Yeah, that was going nowhere. He did everything he could just to stay on his feet, but unfortunately he got sacked for about a, I'm going to say, four-yard loss, so third down and 14.
So third and long coming up here for the Sydney Warriors. Fogarty just dancing his way out of that backfield, but just had nowhere to go. The rush has been strong tonight for the Delhi Bulldogs. We'll try to get you another score update from that Norwich and Windsor game. I know a couple listeners have checked in and said they're very interested in that score tonight. So 4.5 to go in this third quarter. I know if you want, you can also, if you're a Twitter person, you can also follow the Norwich Athletics page. They do a great job with updates. And so this will be Fogarty on the run again, and he kind of lets go a lame duck throw. It's incomplete. He was being chased for his life there by Nealis.
Yeah, he definitely, when he took off to the left, I thought he was going to throw the ball right away, and then he decided he was going to try to run it, but Nealis was right there, held his ground, and made a nice play, incomplete pass.
So fourth down coming, and the game of trading punts continues here, Tim, in this third quarter so far, as Tanner Brockie will be back to our right here at the 35-yard line. Waiting for the snap. Fogarty will be doing the punting duties, and this one is much better this time. Brockie is going to have a chance at it. Has to dive to the 35, and is down there at about the 37. Bulldogs will have a chance to take back over here.
Nice catch right there by Brockie, because he did dive for it, and as soon as he hit the ground, he's down. So Delhi will be taking the ball first and 10. The ball's going to be spotted at about the 37-yard line of the Delhi Bulldogs.
Delhi with another chance at it here. And we'll have to decide where we're going to go next week. Couple of options on the table for Friday night. You can always check out our schedule at WCDOsports.com. Might be here for Norwich and Sydney. There are a couple of other eight-man options as well that we want to try to explore. I know Oxford and UV are playing next Friday night over in Oxford. So we'll figure that out during the week and definitely let you know what's on tap for week four. Here's a sweep to Schnabel going from left to right, and he gets just about to the 46-yard line, about a yard short of the first down here for DA.
Jet sweep, but it actually was like a pass, actually, because Nealis was in the shotgun, and he actually just pushed it forward, shovel pass kind of thing, to Schnabel around the right edge, and he gets about 9 yards on first down, bring up second down and one.
And so this will be the Bulldogs coming out of the huddle here with 3.5 to go into this third quarter and a 27-0 lead. See what they decide to do here. Oh, and the ball on the ground, but Nealis was able to fall on it. Harrington was coming hard there for Sydney. A little miscommunication, it looked like.
Yeah, nice job by the Warriors, because they were coming hard, and they saw Nealis on the ground, and they just covered him up. They didn't hit him. Nice play.
And so this will give the Bulldogs another opportunity to go back to the huddle, kind of regroup. And I feel like these are the things that they, yeah, and here's a prime example. Coach Newman says, let's take a timeout and talk about that. This is why we take our time, guys. So we're going to step away as the Bulldogs take a timeout with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Delhi 27, Sydney nothing here on WCDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove. Heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days. And top quality Valspar paint for indoor jobs. And they now stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Face masks, linen tree greeting cards, and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Back to the action on WCEO Sports.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Out of that timeout, I'm almost sure, Tim, that's what Coach Newman was saying. Okay, guys, I know we got the lead, but we gotta sharpen up here. Delhi wants to throw it over the middle. They have a receiver and through the hands of Brocky, but also almost picked off by Alec Fogarty of Sydney.
Alec Fogarty had a really good attempt at that and just went through his hands and then went right through the hands of the receiver at the same time. So incomplete pass, fourth down, and a long six.
Delhi leading 27-0 with 2:55 to go in the third quarter. You'll want to make sure you stay tuned after the fourth quarter for our post-game show. We'll have our three awards, offense, defense, and all-purpose, brought to you by Echo Brands of Sydney, NBT Bank, and Mirabito Gresham Insurance. Always fun to see who will pick for those awards. A lot of candidates so far here tonight on both sides. I think there's been guys that have really stepped up on both teams as Delhi will punt it away.
I think we already know our all-purpose person tonight.
Yeah, I think I would agree. And so Rasmussen will be punting again. It's been a lot of punting here in the second half. This one maybe off the side of his foot as this one rolls down to about the 40-yard line. Sydney going left to right, starting on their own 40, trailing 27-0.
So the Warriors will take over on this possession, as Nate said, on their own 40-yard line, first and 10.
And so we'll see what this Sydney Warriors team can bring to the table here again. Trailing here tonight, no points on the board, but they are fighting all the way, that's for sure.
Yeah, like you said earlier, you don't see them hanging their heads. They're all right there. They're still in the game. They're doing whatever they can to try to stay motivated, even though this is quite a lopsided score. And, you know, they're doing what they can. And like you said before, it is a young Sydney Warrior football team.
A young squad. We're hearing great things about some of the younger teams coming up, especially a group of ninth graders that they're super excited about. I wouldn't even be surprised if maybe later in the season we see a couple of those guys maybe come up when they're playing some of those games down the stretch. Sydney hands this off here, trying to bounce it to the outside. See who the ball carrier was off the bottom of the pile there. Looked like that was Hinges on the carry.
Hinges loses about 3 yards on the play, second down and 13.
Speaking of Delhi, for all you Delhi fans, they fall in boys' soccer to Green today, 6-1. That Green Trojans team, always very good. That game was over at DA today. Rescheduled, a lot of games got washed out yesterday. That rain was something else yesterday afternoon. So there was a lot of scrambling around by local ADs to get some games today instead. So here we go for Sydney on a second down and about 13 to go. They throw over the middle. This one wasn't picked off. And yes, picked off by the Delhi Bulldogs. Guess who? Luke Schnabel right in there to make the INT, Tim.
Yeah, real nice play. Just undercut the receiver and picked off the pass right at about the 40-yard line of the Sydney Warriors.
Great play. Boy, Schnabel, touchdowns and extra points and a little bit of everything, Tim. And he just read that beautifully.
He did. He really jumped on it right away. And, you know, the pass was already in the air and it real good reaction time and just beat the receiver to the ball.
And so Delhi now with prime real estate, a really good look here with about a minute 55 to go here in the third quarter. They lead 27-0. This is their best field position of the second half so far. So here is Logan Nealis in the shotgun. He's got Owen Haight going from left to right. Instead, they will hand it off, I believe, to Wilson. Yes, and he kind of does a tuck and roll. Good for about 3 yards.
Little run off to the left side, good for about 3 yards. We'll bring up second down and 7.
And so this will be a second down, as Tim said, for the Bulldogs here. And a great crowd. Looks like they got a good student section going over there to the left side of the bleachers there. Their student section in basketball last year was fantastic. It must have been 2 years ago now because we didn't have a ton of fans last year when we played some spring basketball. But very supportive of each other for all sports at DA. This is Rasmussen on a little sweep. He breaks free. Rasmussen across the 20, slides down to the 15, We saw Rasmussen with a huge touchdown catch last week where he went about 80 yards. A good run here tonight against Sydney with 1:05 to go in the third.
Fake the jet sweep to Schnabel, and the Warriors reacted, and then they countered back with Rasmussen around the left end. Nice play call. Good play right there. Takes the ball down inside the 15-yard line.
This is that depth that Delhi has. When you can bring a guy in like Davis or Rasmussen to make plays, it's not all just Haight and Schnabel and Nealis. So I think that's going to help Delhi down the stretch. I still think they're going to have their hands full with the Tiogas and the Newark Valleys and the Harpersville Aftons, but they're definitely a tough team. Here is Nealis. He will hand it off to Haight. Tries to get to the edge, and he is brought down. Good play there. Sweeping up through by Sydney. I think that was Charlie Thiel again on a tackle.
Charlie Thiel with a real nice play. Just would not let the running back for Delhi get outside. Tackle in space by the young man. Gets him for a loss of about 1 yard. Second down and 11.
Boy, Harrington is always right there as well. He's either in second on the play. He's grabbing a shoestring. He's grabbing a leg. Harrington has been really, really solid as well. So it looks like they're just going to let the clock tick off here to end the third quarter with the score Delhi 27 and Sydney nothing. Fourth quarter coming up here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your home is one of your greatest assets. Unlock its value with a home equity line of credit from SFCU. You can use the equity in your home for repairs, upgrades, vacations, unexpected expenses, or pretty much anything you need. Home equity lines of credit start at 3.25% APR for well-qualified members. See our website for full details. A home equity line of credit from SFCU. Unlock the value in your home today. Visit sfcuonline.org for more information. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
High School Sports on WCTO.
Welcome back, folks. We start the fourth quarter. Delhi 27, Sydney nothing. Here's our out-of-town scoreboard look. Windsor has retaken the lead in the third quarter by a score of 12-8 over Norwich.
Real good game.
Yeah, let me just make sure I haven't missed any other updates on that. Yeah, still 12-8. That's the latest update I have on that Norwich and Windsor game. A real beauty tonight over at Norwich High School. Here's Nealis to the outside. He is brought down on the first play of the fourth quarter. I want to see who comes off the bottom of the pile there for Sydney, streaking in to make the sack. I believe it was Harrington. Yeah, Harrington got there.
Another nice play on the end by Harrington. Did not let the running back get to the outside, and made the sack. Going to lose probably 8 yards on the play, bring up third down and 18.
Do have an injured Sydney player down on the field, so we're going to step away early here in the fourth quarter at Sydney tonight. Delhi leads the Warriors 27-0, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store on Main Street in Unadilla.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
Out of the injury timeout, we'll update you in a minute. Delhi's going to go to the air, tossing one up. They're looking, and it's into the back of the end zone for a Delhi Bulldogs touchdown. Two guys could have caught that. Schnabel was there, but instead it was Brocky to haul it in.
25-yard pass, touchdown pass from Nealis to Rocky, you said?
Yes.
Rocky
yep.
this time. Not Schnabel.
No, Schnabel was right there, too, though.
Okay.
He was like, okay, you take it. That's how it looked in the back of the end.
I got four tonight.
Yeah.
For three tonight.
Yeah. So a 25-yard touchdown catch. And so Nealis has thrown for three.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. And so that is going to give Delhi a 33-0 lead, and Schnabel with the extra point up and through. 34-0 is our score. The Delhi Bulldogs over the Sydney Warriors. We'll take a break. We'll be right back on WCDO.
When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean. For nearly 40 years, Ralphie at RC Sales Service and Towing has been the area's go-to towing guy. Pulling cars out of holes, towing trucks after hitting poles, transporting vehicles after they roll. So if you need a tow, RC Sales Service and Towing is the way to go. Always reliable, always friendly, and always fair. So request the best. RC Sales Service and Towing, Route 7 in Sydney. Best equipment, most experience, and the nicest tow guy on the road. Call 563-9299. Keep that number handy, 563-9299.
Your Tri-County sports leader, WCDO.
Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you after the Delhi touchdown here. Live tonight on WCDO, Delhi leading 34-0. And this one, a little squib kick. And I missed exactly if they were trying to do that or not. I was looking up the scoreboard. All of a sudden, Sydney's falling on it at the 44-yard line.
Yeah, I think it hit one of the up men for the Warriors, and the ball bounced to the left of him, and he just did everything he could to get on top of it, and he did. So the Warriors get the ball first and 10.
And so we'll see what Sydney can come up with on this drive here as the chain gang gets set and the Warriors come back out. Again, doesn't get any easier for them next week as they welcome Norwich into town. The schedule gods were not kind this year to Sydney. I don't think it would have mattered no matter what kind of team you have. That is a tough, tough schedule that Sydney had been handed this year.
First four games, and you're definitely playing some really tough competition, and of those four games, three are in your division.
Yeah, all state-ranked teams. That's not a tough, not an easy thing to get through. That's a very tough schedule. So waiting for the ball to get set here as Sydney trails the Delhi Bulldogs 34-0 with 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Now a fumble, ball loose on the ground as a little bobble here by the Sydney running back. No signal yet from the bottom of the pile.
Fire official says it's Sydney's ball.
Yep. So they do hold on. You could see it there in midair before it disappeared into a pile of players from both teams. So that'll bring up second down and 10 as Sydney falls on that fumble. So the Warriors looking over to the sideline as Coach Matthews wants to change up the play here on a second down and 10. Clock is moving down to 10:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Waiting for the snap here is Fogarty, who has been electric here tonight. Fogarty will just tuck it and run here. And oh, he's out of a cannon now. Fogarty on his horse across the 40. Stiff arm, and he's gone. 30, 20, 10. Alec Fogarty for a 65-yard touchdown run for the Sydney Warriors.
Just what the Warriors needed. We've been calling it all night long. He just sits back and like he's going to throw, and then he takes off running between the guard and the tackle on the left-hand side and outran the coverage.
Boy, he really hit the hole hard, and when he got to the outside, he was just gone. He had one man to beat,
yeah,
and he pretty much downshifted and was gone.
He made the guy miss pretty close to the hole and then just bounced to the outside, and then he had that one guy that he was racing down the sideline, and he just outran him.
So excited to watch him the rest of this season, and hopefully he gets a basketball season, too, because he's a great basketball player. And, boy, really nicely done there by Fogarty. With 10:07 to go here in the fourth quarter, Delhi 34 and Sydney 6. And now Fogarty, who has a great leg as well, is going to kick the extra point. Had a 35-yard field goal in week one, I believe, against Tioga. And the extra point here is up and good. So our score now, with just about 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, Delhi 34 and Sydney 7. We'll be back on WCDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Back to the action on WCEO Sports.
And welcome back, everybody. An exciting touchdown run there by Alec Fogarty, about 65 yards, has gotten Sydney on the board for the first time tonight. They trailed the Delhi Bulldogs 34-7 with about 10 minutes to go here tonight at Sydney's Alumni Field. And this ball on the kickoff by Sydney will run all the way back into the end zone. And so Delhi will have it on the 20 coming out as... Yeah, nice run there by Fogarty, and we've been saying it all night tonight. There's no quit in the Sydney team.
Yeah, no, they're definitely still here to play, and evidenced by that last little run right there. I mean, that was just a nice little quarterback keep kind of play, and he just, like I said, made a cut in the hole and got outside and then had to outrun one person, did that all the way to the house.
So here are the Delhi Bulldogs coming out, and I'm sure this time we're going to see them really take their time as they don't want to give Sydney any more opportunities to get back into this game.
Carolee Pierce running out on the field. Get the tee.
I was just going to say, Coach Pierce making Carolee come back and do some work on the sidelines here tonight. Exciting to see her back in town when she's here visiting. It's great to see. Doing some good things in the college basketball world, getting into coaching now. Just love to see that as Delhi runs to the outside on a first and 10, but nowhere to go against that Sydney defense.
Yeah, Sydney gets them for a loss on that play, second down and 11.
And so that clock continuing to run down here for the Bulldogs, 9:40 to go in the fourth quarter as the chill has really kind of settled in here tonight, Tim.
Yeah, it definitely has. It's almost getting to the point where, Nate, you're going to have to start bringing your little heater.
Yeah, I know. I know. There was one in Bainbridge last week.
Yes, that was there was.
That was there.
There
I was.
Like,
oh, man, this is nice.
Yeah.
Waiting for the snap, and here is Nealis to the outside, wants to throw. Tosses one over the middle, and it is incomplete. Boy, there was only Sydney Warriors there.
Yeah, that's a scary throw right there. Throwing it back across your body, right across the field into the middle of it. And I'll tell you what, lucky that ball wasn't picked off.
Yeah, that and it would have been maybe right to the house because there was two Sydney Warriors right there. Nealis was just able to get it down to the turf to escape trouble. 9:15 to go here. Well, we got a Ryan Harris sighting as well in the stands.
Yeah, look at this.
Former Sydney Warriors QB coming over to watch here tonight.
Yeah.
So, got to be tough for these guys. Come back. I mean, I'm sure they're excited to watch the game, but you got to wonder if they wish you could go out there one more time and sling it around. Here are the Bulldogs looking to run to the left side. Here is Wilson, good for about 3 yards here, but fourth down, and I would say six or seven for the Bulldogs, Tim.
Yeah, Bulldogs are backed up in their own end zone, or in their own end right now. It's fourth down, and we'll say 6 yards, and it looks like they might be punting here.
So the Delhi Bulldogs will look to give this back. Yes, they have scored in the second half, but I think the Sydney defense has done a good job to try to snuff them out as much as possible.
Yeah, they definitely have. I mean, like I said, when the game started, both defenses were doing a fantastic job of stopping the offenses. And then, like I said, they had those two turnovers in the first quarter that gave Delhi the short fields, and they took them to pay dirt.
So Rasmussen will be punting it away again here for the Bulldogs with 8:20 to go. And it looks like somebody wants a timeout. That'll be Delhi to talk things over. As I said, 8:20 to go here, fourth quarter. Delhi 34, Sydney 7. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. Only qualified, trained professionals work on your vehicle. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop, and I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney.
High School Sports on WCTO.
A short return there off the punt for the Sydney Warriors. They were just about almost around the corner there for Aiden Hawkins, but he was brought down by that Delhi defense. With 8:10 to go, Delhi leads 34-7.
The spearman for Delhi did a fantastic job right there because he was nobody with him, and he made a nice tackle in space. Otherwise, the Warriors are still running down the field.
Ball at the 46-yard line. This will be the Sydney Warriors, again going right to left there in the maroon with the gray trim here tonight. Delhi is in the white with the maroon and the gray trim. And so this will be Sydney handing it off. A good run up the middle here. Going to be good for a first down and more. Still on his feet for Chris Marino. Will not be denied. Picks up about 15 yards on that right wing.
Yeah, real nice play off the right center guard gap. And Marino, just as Nate said, got hit by a linebacker. Thought the play was stopped. Just did not stop moving his feet. Carries the ball into Delhi territory. The ball will be spotted at the 41-yard line.
So the Warriors, there is no quit in this team here tonight. They go right to left deep here in this fourth quarter, and good crowd support all the way to the bitter end here for both of these teams. Waiting for the snap. They'll look to throw on first down. It is complete to Charlie Field, who's had a good night tonight. Rolls his way out to the 35, gain of about 5 on the play.
Nice little quick pass out to the receiver and gets about 5 yards, as Nate says. It'll bring up third down and 5.
Tim, I'm already thinking back to that Walton Tioga game and how cold it was that day. You mentioned me still wearing my shorts here tonight. I'm not ready for that type of weather yet. Hard to think that that's still possible in football season. That's one of the coldest games I've ever watched.
You know, when you get as old as I am, you're going to know you wear pants in the fall. You don't wear shorts.
I have been wearing my pants. I just think that, boy, I'm going to wear those shorts as long as I possibly can. So handoff here for the Warriors up the middle here on a second down at about 5 to go. Nowhere to go is that Delhi defense crashing down on the line. Sam Davis was there to bring down Marino on that play. Two Energizer bunnies going head-to-head right there.
Yeah, for sure.
6:25 to go, fourth quarter. Delhi 34, Sydney 7. Want to stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show coming up. Of course, our three awards, offense, defense, and all-purpose tonight, brought to you by NBT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. All those sponsors, great to local high school athletes, that's for sure. And so this will be a third down and about 5 to go. Sydney trying to convert here on a key third down as they are in Delhi territory. Baker's looking to throw. He's in a QB. Lofts one up for Thiel. Good coverage there by Schnabel. The flag comes in late.
Yep.
He wanted pass interference, and he's going to get it on Schnabel, it looks like.
Looking back to the official, and you're waiting for the flag to happen, and all of a sudden, I think maybe he had a little problem getting the flag out of his
I was going to say
pocket.
It was late.
Yeah, it was definitely late.
So a late flag, and it does look like pass interference. That was right there. It was kind of borderline. Mm-hmm. Schnabel was doing everything he could, but yeah, that's going to go against Delhi and give Sydney a very good chance here deep in Delhi territory with 5:50 to go.
After the play is marked off here, it should be a first down for the Warriors, and the ball is going to be spotted at about the 27.
It looks like about where it's going to be.
So that's not a spot foul where the interference happened. It goes from the line of scrimmage, so that's why it's not as far down as we thought it would have been.
So this is Sydney with a good opportunity here. late in this ball game to try to put some more points on the board, continue to gain that confidence for future weeks. And so this is going to continue to be Devin Baker, the sophomore, stepping into QB. Throws to the outside, passes complete to Fogarty. Puts on a little juke move, cuts back to the inside on a first down, picks up about 5 yards on the play, down to the 25.
That was a lot of work for 5 yards right there, but good job by Fogarty to get a positive gain on first down. Brings up second down and five.
Just hit the 5.5 minute mark to go. Appreciate you joining us here tonight. If you ever want to go back to listen to any of these games that we have, they're all available on WCDOsports.com. It's our game audio archive, very easy to find. It's a free download. That's all courtesy of SFCU. All right there on WCDOsports.com. So the ball at the 25-yard line now for second down. Boy, I don't even think he got five, Tim. Now they're saying it's more like two.
Yeah.
So this is a second down and long. Baker wants to throw, lofts one over the middle, and nobody home there for Sydney. Third down coming.
Another one of those miscommunication plays with the receiver and the quarterback. Quarterback throws it out on a fade type pattern, and the receiver ran a slant.
Yeah, Devin Baker a little bit shorter at 5'7" compared to Fogarty, who I'd say is 6 foot or 6'1", and looked like he just couldn't see over the line there. Lofted one up. As I said, nobody there on the other end for the Sydney Warriors. 4:52 to go here in the fourth quarter. Delhi leading 34-7. Our halftime score was 27-0. The second half's been very even. Both teams kind of punting it back and forth. But Delhi has really put their signature on this game with a very good second quarter tonight. And so the Warriors now, play clock is running right down. Can they get this off in time? And they do. Baker on a third and long, about 3rd and 9. Lofts one up. Intercepted here by D.A. Brought down on the left wing side. I believe that was, yes, Logan Nealis. That one was right to him. Picked off, and he returns it about 5 yards.
Yeah, Nealis really didn't have to do too much there, but just make sure that he caught the ball and then took off for a 5 yard gain on that play. So now it'll be 1st and 10, and the ball is going to be at about the 20-yard line of the Sydney Warriors.
So that should seal the deal tonight here for D.A., as I'm sure they will just try to work the rest of this clock off tonight so the Delhi defense comes up big and they don't give up any extra points here late in this game.
Other than the one play that the Warriors had work all night long, and it did give them 6 points, and was the little quarterback keep to the left.
So here is Nealis under center. Will look to hand it off, and he does, to Sam Davis. Davis chugging those legs forward, good for about 2 yards on the play, and this is really going to eat up some of this clock now.
Yeah, Davis, between the center and the left guard on that play, gets hit at the linebacker level and just keeps his feet moving, as Nate did say. Gets about, actually, now that they've marked it, it looks like it's going to be about 4, 2nd down and 6.
Haven't gotten an update out of that Norwich-Windsor game in a couple of minutes, so we'll have to keep an eye on that here in this post-game showtime. Mm-hmm. Really interested to see how that ends up.
Yep.
And so this will be a 2nd down and about 5 to go. And this is Ryan Wilson, good for a 1st down across the 35 to the 40. Rolls his way out to the 45. Great run there for Ryan Wilson. And boy, they haven't given it to him as much tonight as I thought they would, but when he has gotten it, he's made the most of it.
Yeah, again, like a lead blocker again on the right side, and just an absolute beautiful hole made by the line. Gives him probably a 15 to 18 yard gain on that play. 1st down.
Very nice play there for the Delhi Bulldogs, excuse me. As we come up on 3 minutes to go, with Sydney trailing at 34-7. Delhi looking to punch their tickets to a 3-0 start to the season and continuing that win streak from last year where they didn't lose a game. Here's Wilson up the left side. He's got one man to beat. He's at the 20, down to the 10 before he's brought down. A 1st down and much more here for Delhi. Ryan Wilson with a 50-yard run right there.
Yeah, nice little play right there. Again, this time to the left side. Lead blocker in the hole again, and takes it down to inside the 10-yard line. 1st and goal to go.
And so the Bulldogs knocking on the door one last time here with 2.5 minutes to go, and that clock continuing to run down. Ryan Wilson with back-to-back, very hard, just hard-nosed runs right there. Kind of busted his way through and made his way to the outside. So we'll see if the Bulldogs can punch one more score in here late. Nealis has got a man in motion from left to right. That's Haight. Instead, we'll go to Davis. Davis to the outside, and he is brought down at the line. And leading the charge there was Ryan Schulk for Sydney.
Yeah, Ryan Schulk was a real nice play, keeping the runner out of the end zone on that play. Takes it down inside the six, I would say.
Yeah.
Down to the six.
So that clock continuing to move here as I sneak a peek. 1:45 to go. Delhi leading 34-7 on their way to another victory here tonight on the road. Their first road game of the year after opening up on a Monday against Deposit Hancock and then defeating Walton last Saturday, also at Dave Kelly Field. And this is Nealis under center. We'll hand off to Ryan Wilson. He wants that score, but he got tripped up and does skid his way across the five, and the clock will continue to tick down. Hoping to get Dave Kelly and Warren Kelly on my podcast here over the next week or two. Been trying to connect with them on a date. Would love to just hear some Dave Kelly stories. I mean, you think about all the games that he's been a part of over his long career.
Obviously, you know, his legacy is the football program, but he also did a lot of basketball.
Tons of, and he's still coaching JV.
And yeah. And I'll tell you, the one thing that I always remember about him was over at Golden Valley was he would be over there for coaching, and I actually had him as a coach. Absolutely fantastic man to play for.
Here's Ryan Wilson on a 5-yard TD scamper for the Delhi Bulldogs with 41 seconds left. DA's going to punch it in one more time. So that 5-yard TD run, Wilson would not be denied. That drive was all Ryan Wilson there. Two really long runs, and then just give it to him at the goal line, and he says, yep, I'm going to get that touchdown and bring one back to Delhi with me. So they now lead 40-7, and Schnabel will be in for the extra point as Delhi puts the icing on the cake here tonight to improve to 3-0. Snap is good, hold is good, and Schnabel with that big old leg boots one through to make it 41-7 with 41 seconds left. We'll take a break for 30 seconds and be right back to finish this one up on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your Tri-County sports leader, WCDO.
41 seconds left, and Delhi will kick off to Sydney here after that Ryan Wilson touchdown run, a 5-yard TD run. 41-7 at now our score. Just before we finish up the broadcast here, I do want to say that we send our well wishes out to Dorian Brisbane. I believe that's the young man who got hurt earlier for Delhi, had to leave on a stretcher. We'll hope that he's okay. Looked like some kind of a leg injury. Heard from some of the members down on the field it might have been some sort of like dislocated kneecap, something along those lines. So we'll hope that he's okay and can come back in future weeks and future years. As here is the kickoff for Delhi, Sydney going to fall on this one. And this one all but over here with 38 seconds left. But just wanted to send those well wishes out to him here tonight.
Yeah, it was really kind of a strange play because all of a sudden he was just laying on the field, so you know something just gave out, and it wasn't like a contact thing or anything like that. It was just all of a sudden he was down.
So Sydney will come in for the last play or two here tonight. We really appreciate you joining us for this Week 3 contest. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo, our in-game producer. He's down in our Main Street studios here. Jim always does a fantastic job for us at WCDO with all our sports stuff. So a big thank you to Jim. We'll have our post-game show coming up in just a minute, too, for all you folks hitting the road out of the parking lot here to beat the traffic. And so Sydney going right to left. Devin Baker will hand off. We got a flag on the play as Sydney runs to the outside with Aiden Hawkins, but nowhere to go against that Delhi defense with 30 seconds left and the clock continuing to move.
Yeah, I thought I saw a flag, too.
Yeah, I thought I saw one come out here. By the time they talk this all over with 22 seconds left, going to be against Delhi. Coach Matthews getting a quick explanation here from the White Hat. And I saw him make a signal, but I didn't see quite what it was there, Tim.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't either. I mean,
too many men.
Too many men on.
Everyone's trying to get in for this last play.
Yeah.
Too many men against Delhi, I think, is the call here.
See, if this was me, I'd be on the bus.
Yeah, let's just
go in.
Let's wind that clock down. With 22 seconds left on a chilly night here in week
really
three
strange.
In Sydney.
It was really strange, and I don't know if you saw it, but there was kind of a little scrum going out there between one of the receivers from the Warriors and one of the defensive backs.
No, I missed that.
And always, it's always the second person that gets caught.
Yeah.
And the referee walked up to him and goes, hey.
Cut that
we
out.
Wanna, yep, that's it.
We got to go.
Warning. We got to go.
So with 22 seconds left, that penalty is going to bring Sydney up to midfield. Here's Baker, wants to hand it off probably one last time here. Ball carrier across the 45 to about the 43. That was actually a fumble on the play, and Delhi is going to come up with the ball with 10 seconds left, and they're going to run it off here. So our final score tonight is Delhi 41, Sydney 7. Post-game show coming up, folks, on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Back to the action on WCDO Sports.
There we go. And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you as we're going to wrap up here. 41-7 is our final score, Delhi and Sydney. And both teams kind of just happened to get walked off the field. I think there might have been some... Yeah, somebody's down at midfield here. I'm not trying to cause any ruckus here or anything, but I think there was some extracurriculars after maybe the final whistle between these two teams. I'm not 100% sure. But both of these teams, well, no love lost, I guess, in a rivalry type of game. We'll hope that everybody is okay down there, as we missed it. We weren't looking out there at all, but we'll try to keep an eye on that, but we'll stay focused on the positive here. 41-7 is our final score between Delhi and Sydney, and we're going to give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. But what a night here. Let's go quickly through our scoring recap. First quarter for Delhi, quarterback Logan Nealis was able to hook up for a 25-yard touchdown pass to Luke Schnabel, made it 7-0. Second quarter was all Delhi. Owen Haight with a 48-yard TD run. Nealis had a QB sneak, and then Nealis hit Schnabel on a 50-yard bomb to make it 27-0 at the half. Then no scoring in the third quarter. Fast forward to the fourth quarter, Tanner Brockie gets a pass from Nealis, 25-yard touchdown catch, making it 34-0. Then Fogarty broke free for a 65-yard touchdown run to make it 34-7. And then Ryan Wilson on that 5-yard TD run right at the end of the ballgame to make it 41-7. So that is our scoring summary here tonight. And let's go through our three awards here, Tim. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes 3 years in a row, and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. I think I'd like to go with quarterback Logan Nealis tonight here. He was tremendous. He was doing it through the air, on the ground. We will give him the offense award tonight.
Yeah, Logan Nealis does a really good job of running the show for Coach Newman and the Delhi Bulldogs. And, you know, whatever he needs required to do, he does it. And they run the plays. They do whatever they have to do as far as running the ball. And then all of a sudden, he can throw it, too. He can really let it go.
I want to skip forward to our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, which is brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. I'd like to go with Luke Schnabel on that. He did everything tonight, kicking, returns. He got an interception. I mean, he caught the ball. He ran the ball. He was great. I think we both agree on the all-purpose award.
Yeah, I think it was middle of the third quarter when we kind of thought, you know, if the game ended right now, that's our guy. So real nice game by that young man on all aspects of the game. So real nice job, Luke.
And next up is our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. And this sometimes happens that maybe it's not exactly an award for defense. It's almost kind of like a second all-purpose type award, but I think Alec Fogarty should get this tonight. Of course, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school football on WCDO. So we'll give that to Alec Fogarty tonight, that long touchdown run. He was great at the QB position, probably the best player on the field tonight for Sydney.
Yeah, definitely. He did a really nice job on all ends. I mean, he made it, almost had an interception, two interceptions, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's just did a fantastic job and really kept the Warriors upbeat and as much as you could be in the, you know, when the score is that way, especially with a young team. So Alec did a very nice job tonight.
So our final score tonight, 41-7. The Delhi Bulldogs defeating Sydney. There was definitely something that happened on the field here after the game. I'm not trying to spread any rumors. I really have no idea what happened, but there's still a whole bunch of commotion going on out there with people checking in with the officials and everything. So I don't have anything official to report. I'm just saying that because I know there's people here at the game that listen, and they're waiting to see what's going on here. I'm sure people will be interested to see what happens down the road. If something happened, I'm sure they're going to deal with it, and there maybe could be some suspensions coming of some kind. Unfortunately, hate to see this stuff happen at the end of a ball game like this.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it actually was as they were shaking hands.
Yeah, something happened. Yeah,
and then all of a sudden there was a player down.
Yeah,
so it was really strange. So
we'll hope that everybody's okay. It appears that everybody's all right, but tough way to end this game. But again, our final score tonight, 41-7. Another thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer down in our WCDO studios on Main Street. And big thank you to you as well, Cutter. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, thank you very much, Nate. It was good to be up here at Alumni Field, and wish the turnout or the result had been different for the Warriors. But you know what? They're a young team,
mm-hmm.
and they're willing to stick it out. And I'm very proud of them as far as their heads are held high. They're not, you know, all upset or anything. They're doing what they have to do for this year, building on the next two.
So we will keep you up to date on WCDOsports.com of where we'll be next Friday night. And you can always follow us on Twitter as well. And check out all the scores from tonight and tomorrow as well for local high school football. Again, for Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll see you next week on WCDO Sports.
The Tri-County's local sports leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.